Hey folks, this is Jesse Cope, back with another episode of the American Soul Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well, wherever y'all are, and whatever part of the day you're in. Sure do appreciate you joining me, giving me a little bit of your time, and a little piece of your day. I will try and use it wisely. Those of y'all that continue to share the podcast and tell others about it, thank you so much. I'm incredibly grateful. I'm glad that y'all keep coming back. So, homestead, rain. That's what I got. I got rain. Rain to the point that I'm concerned about losing one of our pear trees we've had for a couple of years because I think it's waterlogged. And I know it won't be for long, but it is right now. So we'll see. That's about it. I think the ducks are happy. They seem to like the water. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love and your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your forgiveness of our sins through the merit of your Son, Jesus Christ. Because he laid down his life for us. Thank you for the hope of eternal life, salvation. Thank you for living in a nation where we don't have to hide in order to worship you, Father. Please help us keep it so, and help us to strengthen our nation to turn back to you so that we can help others around the world enjoy that same liberty, the ability to worship you freely. Without fear of retribution or retaliation. Watch over those, Father, who are in places where they're abused, tortured, raped, murdered, killed, Father, just for following you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to pray for them. Help us to help them. And guide my words here, Father. Please, in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have you read your Bible today? Have you made time for God? Even if it's just a few minutes, folks. And if you haven't been in a habit of reading your Bible, please just start with just a few minutes. My mother, one of her many comments that she left in my mind. She used to say, do what you can when you can. You know, if you're not used to reading the Bible each day, don't go in and start for an hour. Just read it for 3 minutes, 5 minutes. We did some podcasts on the book of Proverbs a month or two ago. They're usually 3 or 4 minutes long. You can do that each day. Proverbs is a great place to start as a young adult. That's where I really kind of picked up reading the Bible on a regular basis. We're going through the book of Matthew right now. So most days there's usually a second podcast that's got 3 to 4 minutes and it's just scripture. That's all it is. It's just the Bible. So if you can ignore my voice and just listen to the word, that'll get you through something. Every time you pick it up, every time you listen to it, folks, you get a little bit, at least a little bit, sometimes a lot of bit. And have you made time for your spouse? Are they your second priority today? Or are you making excuses? Are you saying that they're important to you, but you're not showing that they're important to you? Are you loving them in the way that makes them feel loved, that makes them know that they're your second priority? Or are you trying to make them feel loved in the way that you feel loved? We have time. If you're honest at all, folks, Look at the time that you spend on your phone. Look at the time that you spend on the TV. Look at the time that you spend reading for entertainment, talking to your friends, scrolling social media, watching sports, basketball, volleyball, softball, baseball, professional games, college games, high school games, even if it's your own kids, folks, that's no excuse. That's no excuse. Your kids should never come before your spouse. No, I'm not talking about a life or death situation, folks. I'm talking about in your day-to-day functioning of your marriage. Your kids should always know that the most important person in the world to you is your spouse, because that gives them confidence. That gives them a stable base. That gives them courage. And it gives them something to look forward to in marriage, folks. What kid sees a dysfunctional marriage, sees a broken family, and thinks, man, I want my marriage to look like that? Maybe they don't even want to get married anymore. But even if they do, they certainly aren't going, man, I really hope my marriage is messed up like that too. Make time for your spouse. Quit making excuses. Epic Times, every once in a while I dive into this. It's a great newspaper. If you are into reading newspapers, I highly recommend it. It's by far the best newspaper that I've come across in the last few decades. They have awesome, yeah, awesome, that's a great word. They have really informative news section. They've got a usually pretty interesting opinion section. And then they have some great other sections at the end, like life. I think we talked briefly on one of the episodes about an article they did on having a tech-free room in one of the rooms of your house. So just a lot of great information. They got some comics, if you're into that, crossword puzzles, that kind of stuff. They've even got a section for the kids that has some really interesting information in it. Usually they've got a little article in this week's paper on beavers and how they build dams and design it. It's really pretty interesting. I kind of like reading that section. Maybe that's my mentality level. Just a few things out of there, thought that y'all would find pretty interesting, might want to know. If you've been watching all this stuff at our Ivy League schools, you probably already know this, but there were 47 students arrested at Yale for this pro-Muslim protest stuff, anti-Israel, anti-Semitism. There have been a lot more arrested since then, I know, but just, we'll talk about it some more, maybe on the next podcast. It's just unbelievable. $7 billion. Federal government has announced that it's going to give out in grants to solar projects that they claim will benefit 1 million households in low-income and disadvantaged communities. A couple of problems with this, folks. One, it's the amount of money that we're spending on green energy, which is a questionable return at best. And some of y'all are a lot well-versed, more well-versed on that than I am. When we could be spending it on a border wall, helping our homeless veterans, right? And some of this may go to it, to some of these homeless veterans, but it may not. And you run into the problem with general welfare. So your veterans, that's not general welfare, folks. Your veterans have offered their life, their limbs to defend the country. The country has a responsibility to take care of them. That's one of its top priorities, is to take care of those people that willingly defend the nation. But your general welfare, when you start giving people who can vote to give themselves money, when you start giving them money, it never works out well, and it hasn't. You just look around at the welfare state today. And we're taking money from people that earn it to give to people that didn't. And that's not benevolent. That's not kind or caring on our part. It's not our money. It's no skin off our back. We just vote for somebody else to take their money. It's like, I've used this example with kids in the past. You sit talking to them. If I go up to a homeless man that's asking for food and I go into the store, grocery store, and buy him some bread, peanut butter, you know, maybe some milk or something and go back and give it to him, am I being generous? And the kids will all say, yeah, absolutely. And they're right. And I say, okay, well, if instead of that, if I walk up to this guy at the grocery store and point a gun at him and say, I need, you know, give me $30. I'm not even sure $30 would be enough to buy all that stuff today at the grocery store. Give me $50. And then you take that $50 and you go buy the same things and you take it out to the man on the street and give it to him. Am I being generous? Am I being kind? And the students, because kids aren't near as dumb as we pretend that they are as adults, they go, no, absolutely not. That's what we do with welfare. And we pretend that we're being kind. We like it. I mean, we really like to tell people how kind we're being. I voted for more money for the poor people. No, you didn't. Well, you did, but it's not your money. What you voted for was to steal money from somebody that earned it and give to the poor so you could pretend like you were actually being kind. $70 million. $70 million. Bunch of zeros. The Chicago City Council has approved Mayor Brandon Johnson's request for $70 million to be given out to illegal immigrants coming into the city. I don't really feel like I need to say much more than that. Just thought y'all might be interested in that. What we're doing with $70 million in one city in America. Hey, whether you like this guy or not, I know some of y'all have some real strong opinions. It's a great quote. Okay, so I'm going to read the quote and then I'll tell you who said it. The real threat to liberty are the excesses of the progressive left. And really, the quote should have been just the real threat to liberty is the progressive left. Or just as the left, really. You don't need progressive because that's just redundant. The left is the left. And it's not excesses, folks. It's like we talk about so often with the Muslims. We have this idea in America and a large percentage that, you know, like the Muslims that executed the terrorist attack and well, just pick any terrorist attack. There's so many that those are fringe. They're not fringe. And we act in America. There's a lot of people on the conservative side, the Christian side that act like there's this fringe segment of the left that's pushing all this, you know, abortion, feminism, LGBTQ lifestyles, welfare state, socialism, communism, DEI, CRT, all of that stuff. We act like they're just the weirdos. They're the wackos way on the left. No, they're not. No, they're not. If they were only like 5% of the population, none of this stuff would have passed. They're not fringe. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. If they were fringe, if they really were fringe, it wouldn't have passed over the last 100 years. But it has. Because it's not fringe. And that is by far the greatest threat. So the guy that said it is former Attorney General William Barr. I know some of y'all don't like him. That's fine. I know some of y'all do like him. That's fine. The quote is true. The real threat to liberty is the left. That's the greatest threat to our nation. More than China, more than AI, more than Russia, Iran, Muslims in general. That's the greatest threat by far. Our own citizens. More than illegal immigration. There was one more article in here I wanted to try and get to real quick today. It's a great article if you get a chance to look it up online or to read it if you get the paper. It's about Florida, the Polk County Sheriff, Grady Judd. It's written by John Hogley. I don't know. Forgive me. And there's just a couple and we'll move on. I know we've only got about 5 minutes left today anyway. One of the quotes here from Judd, from Sheriff Judd. The state and federal governments did away with mental hospitals. So where did those mentally ill end up? They ended up in prison and county jail lockups. They ended up underneath overpasses, sleeping behind buildings out in the woods. My father mentioned this years ago. One of the greatest, not greatest, but a huge problem that was created decades ago is when we said we can't put people that are mentally ill in these mental hospitals. We weren't being helpful then, folks. We were just causing problems. We were making it worse because now we don't have anywhere for these people that need help to go because we've done away with all of them because we said, oh, well, that's being judgmental or that's offending somebody or stigmatism or whatever nonsense the PC crowd. It's so the analogy in public schools, if you know anything about it, is at least in our state, and I'm sure in many other states across the union, there used to be multiple different tiers for your GPA score, right? So if you were on one tier, that was one set of scoring. If you were on another tier, and it was based on your native intelligence, right? So you had like a special education level GPA score, and then you had your quote unquote normal level, and then you would have your AP, pre-AP, advanced placement tracks. Well, we did away with the lower level, at least in our state. And you can, there's some articles I've read over the last couple of years. I know they've done away with it in some other states. Well, what did that do? Well, that just means you threw everybody in there together. And so now you're teaching to the lowest common denominator. You're not helping those kids. You're asking them to do stuff they can't do. And you're not pushing the kids that can do to their full potential. So it was a great quote. You know, we didn't help anybody. And then there's a few paragraphs. Ugh, I really intended to get to something else, and we're just not gonna have time. Although it ties in real well with this, so maybe we will. If you get a chance, read the article. I'm just gonna read a couple sentences here. Crime was out of control in the subways in New York. Rapes, robberies, murders, you know, beat downs. Bill Bratton and Jack Maple, they said, okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna stop the toll jumpers. They drew criticism and mockery. Well, guess what happened? When they stopped the toll jumpers, murders went down, robberies went down, everything went down because the morons committing the minor crimes were also the ones committing the major crimes. It's a really interesting article about a guy that doesn't hold many punches, right? Somewhere in here, where did it go? Yeah, that there's a they had a police officer in a canine unit killed when Mr. Judd was sheriff, I think, 2006, and they shot the guy 68 times. And in a news conference, they asked Sheriff Judd why they shot him 68 times, and he his response was, "That's all the bullets we had, or we would have shot him more." Anyway, it's a great article if you get a chance. Again, by John Hagley Hewley. In the Epic Times, it's called Criminals Avoid This County. You focus on the little stuff, folks, the big stuff starts to go away because he's right. It's the same morons doing the little things that are doing the big things. That's why relativism is so mad and so bad. I guess we'll have to wrap up the episode here. But, you know, we look at our school system again as a great example. We say, well, we're not as bad as that school district down the road. But, I mean, we do it across our every facet of society in our marriages. Well, our marriage isn't as bad as that marriage. My kids aren't as bad as those kids. Well, our community is not as bad as that community. Our church isn't as bad as that church. And that's a horrible attitude to have. That is not the attitude that wins championships when you're talking about sports. That is not the attitude that wins wars. That is not the attitude we need in America. That's why going back to the Bible and God and Jesus Christ as the ultimate standard is so important. We don't need to compare our marriages against other marriages. We need to compare them against what Christ said they should be. We don't need to compare our schools against other schools that are failing. We need to compare our schools against the best that they should be? Are we pushing students to their fullest potential? Not comparing ourselves to others. We don't need to compare our communities or our churches to others. We need to compare them to the example that Christ set. And it's the same with kids, the previous example. Are we doing what Christ said to do? That's the ultimate example. In our churches, in our communities, in our marriages, in our families, with our children. And so this, you know, this comment by Polk, you focus on the little stuff and the big stuff disappears. It's true the reverse. When you focus on the little things, folks, in your marriages and your families, when you read the Bible each day, when you pray each day, when you love your spouse each day, the big things take care of themselves. God bless y'all. God bless your families. God bless your marriages. God bless America. We'll talk to y'all again real soon, folks. Looking forward to it.